from the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The Georgia Foundation for Agriculture is among 103 organizations recently selected to receive funding through the Patrick Leahy Farm-to-School Grant Program, administered by the USDA's Food and Nutrition Service. Georgia Farm Bureau reports the GFA is receiving nearly $100,000 to help cover the cost of sending its Georgia Ag Experience mobile classroom to elementary schools across the state. The grants support projects that create opportunities for children to learn about nutrition and agriculture through hands-on learning. As wheat harvest draws to an end, farmers brace for a potential threat to their crop that costs tens of millions of dollars each year. High levels of alpha amylase protein in wheat can lead to a low falling number score that determines the quality and price of wheat. The Foundation for Food and Ag Research is awarding an $835,000 seed solutions grant to Washington State University to develop faster, cheaper, and more accurate testing. The EPA has rejected two petitions from environmental groups calling for stronger concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, regulations. Instead, the agency says it will conduct a comprehensive evaluation to determine if any changes are needed. The National Cattlemen's Beef Association issued a statement thanking EPA for supporting farmers and ranchers.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.